Mitt Romney picked up a pair of big foreign policy endorsements last night from former Secretaries of State Condoleezza Rice and George Shultz. At this point in the presidential race, endorsements are pretty routine. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, these two could help Romney quiet skepticism from foreign policy experts in his own party.
Some Republicans expected the long, bloody wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to alter their party's traditional interventionist view. Those Republicans are disappointed in Mitt Romney. Christopher Preble is vice president for defense and foreign policy at the Libertarian Cato Institute. When he scans Romney's list of foreign policy advisors, he gets worried.
I've not found a single person that's advising Mitt Romney that has exhibited any doubts or second thoughts about the war in Iraq, whether that was a good idea, at a time when most Americans have come around to the point of view that it was a mistake.
And the reverse is also true. Many senior officials from the Bush years feel comfortable with Romney, says James Lindsay. He's director of studies at the Council of Foreign Relations.
If you look at Republicans who want to see the vigorous application of American power around the world in various hot spots, they see a lot to like in Governor Romney because he has so many so-called neoconservative advisors.
One of those Bush Republicans is former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. At an exclusive Romney fundraiser in California last night, she praised Romney's belief in American exceptionalism. There was no public appearance. Rice's praise is noteworthy mostly because it came shortly after a very public critique about Romney from her predecessor. On MSNBC, former Secretary of State Colin Powell accused Romney of going too far to the right.
It's been catching a lot of heck from the more regular GOP foreign affairs community.
In 2008, Powell endorsed Barack Obama. He has not endorsed anyone yet this election cycle, but he was unabashedly critical of Romney.
For example, when Governor Romney not too long ago said, you know, the Russian Federation is our number one geostrategic threat. Well, come on, think. It isn't the case.
Powell also criticized Romney for filling his campaign with neoconservative advisors. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution thinks that concern is misplaced.
I don't think we're hearing a lot of talk from any of the major Romney advisors about the axis of evil or other kinds of preemption concepts that were very prevalent a decade ago with President Bush.
Besides, O'Hanlon says, a long list of advisors really doesn't tell you that much about the kind of advice a presidential candidate is getting.
Campaigns are notorious for involving a lot of people in some small to modest way to create a sense of team and to avoid too much sniping from those who feel left out and to get the occasional good idea from someone whose role is overall quite limited.
What does reflect on the candidate is his own statements. Romney has been vague about what he would do in Syria, Afghanistan, and other important global hotspots. He has been unequivocal about his belief in a big military. Here he was in San Diego on Monday.
We choose that course in America not so that we just win wars, but so we can prevent wars, because a strong America is the best deterrent to war there ever has been invented.
That has been a central tenet of mainstream Republican philosophy for decades, and Romney promises it will remain true if he's in the White House. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.